It is 8:41 on the KYMN Morning Show, and we are now very pleased once again to be joined by our friend Janelle Teppin, the city administrator of the city of Dundas. Hi, Janelle. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
How are you? Good. Thanks for being here. Just looking at the agenda for the Dundas City Council meeting last night, didn't really seem to be much going on last night, was there?
No, there wasn't. And sometimes we just, have that through, just happenstance.
Right.
There just wasn't anything on the regular agenda.
Right, right.
But they had some consent agenda items, and then we had a work session to talk about the draft joint road policy with Bridgewater Township, and a couple of the township supervisors were there. So, I think there was some good conversation.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that policy? I mean, it's,
sure.
How are you working with the townships on that?
So, in our annexation agreement with Bridgewater Township that dates back to 2004, there's a line in there that says the two entities will adopt a joint road policy.
Okay.
And that is to address roads that are impacted by development.
Okay.
And there really haven't been any roads that have been impacted by development.
Yet.
As you might know, up in Bridgewater Heights, we have a gate across the end of Highland Parkway out onto 115th Street. So 115th Street is likely the road that we're talking about that would be impacted by development.
Okay.
And it's the city's desire that we continue to grow and grow single-family housing up there. And I think that when the housing market, maybe
picks back up. When interest rates come back.
At least
around here. Yeah,
I think up in the metro there's still some development going on. But
right.
We attract those smaller builders, smaller developers down here. And they're more impacted by those rising interest rates and construction costs. So we have not had any single family development in the past couple of years, except to fill in those lots that were already done up in Tower Heights. So looking into the future, there is further land for development that would need to be annexed by the developer that would come into the city. And at that point, we would be looking at a second access onto 115th Street and making that connection.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think it's good that you're talking about the stuff now, because I suspect that when interest rates do come down, you're going to see an explosion of new construction all over the place. I just think things are going to just go bonkers, because it feels like everyone's just sort of sitting around and waiting.
Yep.
So,
Yeah.
You know, so what else is going on in Dundas that does not concern the city council?
Well, we are still waiting for the first lift of asphalt to be laid on Forest Avenue and Depot Streets. Weather dependent, and it's gotten pushed back a couple of times because of the rain. And the contractor is supposed to be back on site today, laying that first lift of asphalt. And it rained,
so of course it did. Yeah.
I'm not sure how that's going to impact that. We have a signed contract with Tim's Trucking to do the parking lot at the dog park, and some of the sidewalk, curb work, stuff like that.
Yeah,
we anticipate that work will be completed by the end of July.
Okay.
In the contract, it's a completion date of July 31st.
That dog park is not, the new one is not open yet, is it?
That's correct.
Okay.
We are waiting for the parking lot and, all of the other, accoutrement that go in the dog park.
doggy slides and swing sets and things,
I've been attending the Oktoberfest, the Dundas Oktoberfest.
I was going to ask you.
Committee meetings.
How are things going with the planning for Oktoberfest?
Great.
Good.
Great.
I have to believe there's a lot of enthusiasm right now, because that was such a spectacular spectacular event last fall. That was, we all knew it was going to go well, but I don't think anyone knew it was going to go that well. It was great.
Right. Yeah. And we got rain at 4:30 in the afternoon when the event ended at 6.
Right.
And
nobody cared.
No one cared. It was such fun.
Yeah.
And we're planning the same type of event for this year, Saturday, September 21st.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right.
Bavarian Music Meisters are going to play all afternoon long.
Awesome.
Dust off your lederhosen and dirndls and come on out.
Have to get one of those cool hats with the pheasant feather in there. Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else that we should know about Dundas, Janelle?
Nope. Just the regular stuff going on. You know, we're working on the budget for 2025. The city council will have a work session in July to review the draft budget.
That's always the fun part of the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, that deadline passed right by me.
Okay. Janelle Teppin of the City of Dundas, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me,
Rich. It's always fun to talk to you, Janelle.
Thanks.
So thanks.